Father in heaven, we come with a grateful heart this day, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for every good and perfect gift. There's no gift that comes down only from you. Every good thing, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow turning. And Lord, we thank you that you ordain the things that are good. We know the enemy comes to do the opposite. He comes to destroy. He comes to disrupt. He comes to bring us hardships, that we go through trials, through hurts, even sufferings, and all these plagues he has plagued this earth with. But he is here only for a season. His day is about finished. But in that, we know that he's going to move mightily in this last hour because he sees his day is short. But we ourselves, Father, we need your help because in this last hour, we as your people can only move by your Spirit. We can't move in the natural way. And Father, we know that many are trying, but it's fruitless. It's without meaning. And Father, we know that every good and perfect gift is ordained by you. And Father, we thank you that you have ordained this day. We thank you that this day is not in vain. We thank you that you've smiled this day for years. This day is ordained from heaven. And Father, we pray in the name of the Father, name of the Son, the Holy Ghost, you bind all hindering powers, all forms of darkness, Father, all angel of lights, all untruths, anything that bears false witness, we pray that you remove it all. And Father, we pray that there will be a standard that's higher, which your standard is. Father, we know within ourselves that there's a lot of things that's in our minds that's not from you. And Father, we pray that you'd bind all the hindrance, set us free, give us that liberty as only you can. And Father, we pray that we'll not provoke you this day, but we'll uplift you. We pray that we'll live righteously before you, that we will be a vessel of praise, loving you. And Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy evermore. But Father, we thank you for that special gift of your Son, Jesus. Very shortly is going to be the birthday of our Savior. And what it means to us as a child of God, that, oh, what that sacrifice that you gave, your only Son, your special Son, that Son that was without fault, that Son was perfect in this world that we live in. He come to a bunch of imperfect like we are, reprobates. We know we were without no good thing. And Father, through his sinless sacrifice, he's came into our heart. And with that, you've allowed us to come in to be grafted in the seed of Abraham. We take on your nature. We take on your blessings. And you've given us provisions for this hour that we're living in, that we don't have to feel like we're alone, that you're always with us. Because within ourselves, we feel like many times we're alone. But where your Spirit is, there is liberty. Father, we just pray that you'd control the elements around this whole city this day, right now, in Jesus' name. Especially around this block, I pray for divine protection, for divine intervention by the Holy Ghost from heaven. And Father, I pray for the liberty of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost to be real, casting out all wrong bearers away. Set this day free in Jesus' name. I pray your word will come forth and declare by your Spirit this day to set us free, to set us the anointing here. The anointing breaks forth the yoke. Father, many do not believe that in this day that we're living in. Many people do not understand it. And many that think they have it is their own anointing. But the true anointing of God ministers by you. And Father, we know that's true. We don't even have to think what's going to be said. You can anoint us. You can strengthen us. You can uplift. You can encourage. And people can't even see this, how awesome you are. You're beyond any degree, most holy, most reverent, and you are of every taste wonderful to those who will call upon your name. You are the answer. And I pray this day for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. I pray for those who do not understand you. I pray that they'll grow into that understanding, that there's great merit in knowing the Lord thy God. There's great blessings in knowing you. There's great satisfaction. There's great lavish gifts that come from you. Generosity is beyond our imagination. There's great things that come from you. And Father, we just pray that you touch the hearts of your people this day in a very special way. And I feel that most of your people are so out in the lean part of life. They're not really having much to live from. And Father, I know that you've got a bountiful blessing here today. You touch your people mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I truly believe that there's two categories of Christians. Two categories. And the Lord was showing me this morning there's going to be people in every church probably to be saved. But many times there's some things that come into that too, because the Bible plainly says that we got to be in agreement where we're at. And so this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, if it's not there, if it's causing you to be suffering to the place that you can't have a freedom in the Lord, I don't care who you are. This is by the Lord. You should go find something that will satisfy you and be able to satisfy that. And the Bible plainly says that there's many things that it causes us, our thinking gets us in trouble. And what we have with God is actually deeper than thinking. Our thinking keeps us in right work. We should be have our thinking always that how I'm going to stay pure before God. Now, what the part that we don't have to think about is what God's going to do within us. But that part, we're always, God says, you keep that all the time. You think without me, you're not going to make it. With me, you're going to make it. But you got to think that yourself. Now, that's your part of the bargain, and I'll do all the other. That's the supernatural part. I will take care of all the dots, the I's, the T's, all these things shall be crossed. But I shall do this all the time, like I told Eve and Adam not to take of that tree, that apple. So that was all they had to do. They didn't have to worry about anything, because that's what all he commanded them to do. So until God commands us to do something, we don't have to worry. But where his Spirit is, there is liberty. And the problem is that many people are doing within their own elevation, their own power, their own blessings. And over in Timothy, knowing this, in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves. Just think about that. Men shall be lovers of themselves. That's selfishness. Down to even if you're a family man and not a Christian, you know, I don't know how that really hits home when we think that we're selfish, because that means the father and the mother can a lot of times want something their children should have. I'm just bringing this down the way it is. So God says, sees this in a bigger light, that we're not selfish to anyone, even our own self. That I'm not going to reserve nothing in myself. I'm going to give it to God. We can hold on to things, or we can give them away. The only way that we're going to be blessed is giving things away. That's the only way. That's the way it is in life. There's a seed that has to be sown to get into prayer with God. And you give him a little bit, and he blesses you. We got to give to receive. And so that harvest that God has showed us way from the very beginning, Cain and Abel planting, and the crops growing, maturing, whatever whether it's the lambs or sheep or goats, whatever it is, or just plain fruit or whatever it is, there's a multiplication that takes place through the endeavor of farming, through the endeavor of livestock, through all these things. But God's the same way. We have to put a seed out to be. So we come to the Lord, they're starting a new faith in us. The Bible says he gives us a measure of faith for that hour. And that has to be multiplied as we give back to God in faith, then we receive more from God. And this is a factor that we need to see, because it says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unholy, unthankful, unholy. These are the elements that comes out of the abundance of heart. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. And we got a blessing from God, or we can have a curse from God. And we are, as God's children, we need to be a vessel of praise. We're a vessel of giving out. We're a vessel of lifting up the wonderful name of Jesus. That's what our life's all about. It's not just out here and just warming the seat or the pew in the church. It's more than that. It's having the Father himself, his wishes in our mind, his direction. And you know, if we've taken this life, we said, well, I'm Spirit-filled. Well, Spirit-filled means that the Spirit of God is filled in your life. And there's many people, we're not Spirit-filled. We got to keep on being filled. I got a scripture here that really tells us about this. It's in Titus. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lusts, denying it. worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Does it really say that? Yes, it says that. God expects us to do these things. Think on these things. We're to get our thinker on these things that God says. Then you'll get revelation knowledge as God prescribes as you need it. You don't even have to worry about that. You don't have to get out here and invent you some sermon that's so way out of this world. This is going to set people just, they're just waltzing down the aisles and having so much fun because they know it all. And that's what happens to many of us. We get so smart, so intellect in our own being that we think we're Dr. So-and-so when we're not even a child of God. And this is serious business. We need to come out from among this world that we might be separate, said the Lord. Those things, what we need to take heed. Also, the glory of God is here to pronounce His blessing upon this word today. He's here to edify. He's here to uplift you. He's here to encourage you by the Spirit of God. He's here to set you free that you might walk upright in His last days. Hallelujah. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself that He might redeem unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. See, we cannot be doing two things at one time. And that's why we have a tendency of failing. Most of us can't get in the Spirit because we got too much chit-chat time in between. And through that chit-chat time, we lose out. So we got to just figure out which way we want. And I know that God's He will help us. But I'm saying if you get very deep in the Lord, you got to really watch what you think, what you believe. But you can think of all these things here, that if I do these little things, I'm going to fail. There's a harvest if I do them right. There's also a harvest if I do them wrong. Because I'm the receiver. And I want to receive the good things. I don't want to receive a bunch of things that's not what God would wish for me to have. And I believe that God wants us to come to that place that we know these things maintain good works. These are good and profitable unto man. But avoid foolish questions. We're to avoid some of these questions that people have. Contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. When we have vain thoughts, when we have things that bring forth debates, God doesn't want us to debate. A child of God should even debate. He debates not. He rules the Spirit. If that person wants to argue, he backs away from that. We don't force ourselves. The Spirit of God moves in His simplicity. Moves by the Spirit of God, the control of the Spirit that cannot work in the channel of men's beliefs. He has to work in God's belief. And our men's mentality will swerve us from the right of God. The right of God is God's right. But our mentality will pull us off from that mentality because our mentality is from the enemy. It's our old nature. We might think we're pretty good, but we're not where God wishes for us to go. There's room for improvement on all of us. Doesn't make any difference where we are in God. God wants to bring us up. It says some of these things puffeth up. We can have a haughty spirit. We can think, well, I sure did all these alms before God. And I'm doing all these wonderful things for Him. He says, your sacrifice stinks. Your sacrifice is not with the originality of God the Father. You're not caring what you're doing for me. Many times we do these as like a cheerful giver. We can give our money for people to see and we lose a reward. God gives us these things to give that no one sees it. He visits our heart when no one even understands. And you don't, when you know something, you don't go out here and tell all the neighbors, say, boy, I really had a revelation for God. No, you sit back and just don't do nothing. You let God move upon you. And these that do that, they're not really from the Spirit of God. I'll guarantee you. God's saying that. They're not from the Spirit of God. They're done through their own motivation. And their motivation is strong. It's like the Tower of Babel. Those men back then were really walking in confusion. They was walking the day that God had to confine the works they was doing. And the same work we're doing today, we're trying to do it in our own superstitions, our own craftiness, our own guidelines. And we became professors of nothing. Over in the other side, it says, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Traitors, heady, think about all these things. And God's telling me these are Christians. These are in the hearts of many Christians. Not secure, it's having the form of godliness. Oh, this breaks my heart. but denying the power from them thereof, from such turn away. But everybody else, they go, oh, no, we're going to come in there. We're going to have a great revival. We're going to have it. Yeah, we're going to have it. God wants a revival. Without the Spirit, there is no liberty. Without the Spirit, there's no cause. You know what? I got further news for all of you out there today. You know, the devil can make you get healings. I'll tell you how. God will show you how. Because the devil controls the evilness. And you can get evilness in you, and the devil for a show will let take that from you for a short time until you get home, and then the next few weeks you'll get it back. Only worse. You'll get a new attack. That's the way he works. He is the master builder. He is a treacherous. He is the devil himself. He is there to do us in. But God's here to make us over. God's here to rearrange us. God realizes that we're made of dust. The enemy sees us as a vessel that can be distorted by his intervention. But God sees us as a vessel that can be changed in the likeness of his son Jesus. That he can put on the nature of Jesus, our Savior, through the Spirit of God. And God makes a difference. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty. And there is a warfare that goes on. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's power. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war with the flesh. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting out imagination. And everything, if you don't have the love of God in your heart, you're going to have imagination. You're going to see a woman walking down the street, or a man, or a woman seeing a man walking, and it becomes lust in your heart, and it becomes evil imagination. And it's not just there, it's other things too. We can get imagination that we're so up here when we're not there, and God sees us as a sluggard. He sees us as not really tolerable in his command. We're as a outreach of God. We're too far out from the Lord, but we think we're self very haughty. And this is, comes in a place of heavy duty searching of our life. We need to search God. And we need to continually search him day by day. That's why we need quiet time. We need time to wait upon God. We need to, we're so busy. God's children are so busy doing things and they can't get to God. It takes time with God to get anything from God. And that's what's wrong with people. They're not willing to take down and wait upon God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. But you know, many people will think this is hard preaching today, but you know, God's coming soon. And God has a love, a zeal for all men, all mankind, women, children, everybody. Many are losing that crown. Many are losing that reward. Many are losing that heavenly home that has been given to them. We need to be careful, because that day is coming very shortly. When God's going to have a tally book, he's going to bring us before him. We're going to stand before him, all tall, young, old, whatever we are in life. We're going to meet our Heavenly Father. He say, look at your record this day. And you say, well, I thought I was saved. And the Lord says, yeah, but there's required of you for a man to be holy. It's required of a man to be without sin. Sin separates us from God, your God. And so this thing that man have taught us, we were going to find in a very short while that they're not always true, what men have said. Men have predicted, if you just come to church, if you just sign our membership, you'll be all right. But does the Lord say that? God says, come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. There's a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's great, great peace to they that love the law, and nothing shall offend them. We're not going to be offended if we have the love of God in us. We're not going to be offended. But many of God's people, ourselves, we get offended. We get afraid. The Bible says God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's blessings. But it seems like our lives come in with faith, but also fear. Fear is basically the opposite. Fear comes in to torment us. Fear comes to destroy what God's placed within us. Fear is something there that torments us. And the every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father, but all the enemy of our soul, he comes in fear. He comes, perfect love casts out fear. For there's fear, our love is not made perfect. That's what the word declares. Where there's fear, our love is not being perfect. So many times God allows us to come in these stages of being tested, and we don't recognize it's God. We find ourselves, we're very fearful. Well, God says, love's not made perfect toward me. He's just telling us that we need to get ready. We need to prepare, because that's why we're feeling the way we are. That's why we're hurting. That's why we're discouraged. There's things that where our spirit is, we're claiming to have something sometimes when we do not have it. We need to let God perform in us. And we hold out and our lives so heartily that we want to be the controller of our life. And God says, we must seek Him first. We must give Him our whole heart. But God's looking for a people who will give Himself totally to Him. Where this, His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's blessings. But God has guidelines. He's got a covering for each one of us as we continually seek the Lord. God's here to not reprimand us so much, but help us. He chastises those whom He loveth. He's there to be our Savior. He's there to be our friend. He's here to help us through the times of discouragement. He's there to help us through the times when we feel sickly. And many times we are sick within ourselves. Sickness does come, and it's not all from the Lord either. Sometimes the enemy comes to bring sickness on us when we have, God's the only one that can set us free. We need to realize that all things are not under our control. That's why we need the Spirit of God to be the one that sets us free in the Spirit. Because God is the master builder, and He's the one that made us in His image, in His likeness, in His way that we cannot understand within ourselves. We cannot figure out our lives many times because we're not the one that should be able to answer that question anyway. God is our source. And so we can humbly come before Him. And humbleness means that we will walk with no restraints no longer. We won't hold dearly to some things. Many times God wants us to surrender ourselves, and we lift our hands saying, Lord, I love You. But He says, what about this? What about this? Well, I want to keep that for a while. But that's the things that holds us back. That's the things that keeps us to coming into His fullness. We don't realize that just our attitude has a way of distorting our precious gift that God's given us. Our attitude has a way of distorting the way we think. And that's why we need to think consciously about ourselves. We don't have to worry so much about our brother or our sister. We need to worry about ourselves. It's all me, O Lord, down in need of prayer, not my sister nor my brother, but it's me, O Lord. And that's the way I feel many times, that I am not really worthy. And I think that's the way we have to stay there many times, that we're not worthy. God made us worthy in Him. We're not worthy within ourselves. We're that servant of praise. The Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. We came here upon earth to basically all men to let our light shine. That's our number one message, that we let our light shine. And I was talking to a man last night. Sometimes letting our light shine is not saying nothing, not preaching to people, not jumping on their face. It's living it. And we're going to be a living epistles. God wants His people need to be living epistle of God, and not so much chit-chat, but living as oracles of God, living in wholesome talk and the things that will edify Him. The Bible says in 4th chapter and 3rd chapter of Ephesians, the edifying of the saints. We need to be edified. We need to be uplifted. We must walk from the carnal man. The Apostle Paul talked about the carnal. The carnal is the old man. The old man in the 4th chapter of Ephesians says, He has brought us out from those things, the old man. And ye have the quickened and dead trespasses in, where we once walked all according to the course of this world, according to the principality of the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, in whom times past we have been there ourselves. We have failed God, but God has set us free. But that's a growing period in the Lord. As we grow, you put a plant in the ground. You have to keep, my wife had a table, it's a whole lot of plants on it. But I have to keep my mind all the time thinking about, I must water those plants, because in myself, I forget about them. And that's what we are. We forget about ourselves. We need more water. We need more daylight. We need more pureness of God. We need more holy living. We need to cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We need to be that. We need to seek God in those avenues. We don't have to be the smartest person, but we need to be smart within our own relationship. That's why when we put our finger at anybody, there's three coming back at us. And we need to worry. We need to take care of this person here. And God will use us for it. But God moves upon us not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, saith the Lord. In the last days, I believe that God's going to move mightily through the Spirit. The Bible says that in the last days, and Daniel says they're going to run to and fro, and they're going to be great learning in the last hours. And we're seeing a day of learning that's never been before. And this last, in Timothy, it says there, and people have even learned how to play church. I really believe this. Because we haven't searched this word out. The problem is we haven't searched this wonderful word out. We start something. We go to a chapter. A lot of people have on salvation. They started on that and that's where they stayed. But there's a lot more to this word than just salvation. There's this hidden things that God, it says, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always. That's what God's saying. We need the whole gospel. We don't need just one little sentence. We need the whole thing. This whole word is on, and that's why we need the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has come to lift us. And that day, it says, if I can find that scripture again, but it says the Holy Ghost is the one that needs to help us. The Holy Ghost is the one. It says, not by works of righteousness which ye have done, but according, this just gets me, not the works of righteousness which we have done, not with the righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing and a regeneration. Regeneration is continuous all the time. Regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Renewing. That's what the problem is. People never renewed their policy. Their policy says, every day seek me. And we say, oh, I did that back in 1942. Oh, well, you need to renew that policy because it's probably not in continuous today. It's probably void. Which He shed as abundance through Jesus Christ, or Jesus paid in full. That would relationship could be made over and over and over. Without ending, without He promised that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Being there justified by grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. These things do go in that kind of continuance. As we keep righteousness, which is done by the according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's every day. Call upon me, and He says, I will answer thee, and I'll show you. We don't get those through our thick skulls. We don't think that there's renewing. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What's it saying, a living sacrifice? Holy, acceptable unto God, which is reasonable service. Be transformed by the renewing of your minds, the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's what's wrong. You couldn't have a truck outfit out here and you never change tires. You couldn't have any construction outfit or anything without changing oil. This is what it is. Renewing, renewing, renewing. You got to put new paint on once in a while. You got to take some old bolts out that's rusty. You got to do some things. You got to get this old ship back in shape. You got to get this ship. And the bottom line is, if there's no joy, you need to have an overhaul. And if you're having lots of real serious, you need to seek Jesus. He's the answer. With this old body, if you've got it, the same body's going to get you to heaven, or you're going to live in eternal destruction. So we must think where we're going to go. I'm going to go make my way to heaven. I'm going to think daily that I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to think it daily that I'm going to have a renewing and a regeneration. I got to do it. It's mandatory. It's no other way. There's nothing. I'm not going to live without it. My blood can stop, but I'd stop the main thing. This has got to be done. Because this means that I'll live. When my blood stops, I'm up for judgment. But this has to be day. It has to be done. It has to be mandatory. And I'm the one that has to think that. You're the one that must think that. The revelations come from God. But you got to think that these commandments from the Bible, you think them. You think them. You receive them. I'm going to, with the grace of God, I'm going to keep what this word tells me. This word is telling me that they which have believed in God might be careful in maintaining good works. Maintaining. You know, you go down and buy your car, you go to a dealer, and the dealer services it, he's got a good report about you all the time. They change oil, certain miles, all this stuff. If you go down here to Terry's you shady rest, that shady rest, he don't know how many miles the car's got on. So when you buy it, you buy it in question. But God says, you live this life, you're living in question. You need to know. You need to know that you're above, that you're able to make mistakes, but your Heavenly Father has given you provisions that will last now until He takes you home to heaven. And while you're here, you're His property. You're no longer, you've been bought with a price, and Satan can't have you. You've been paid in full. But God before you, who can be against you? You must come out from among them. You must be separate, said the Lord, because you're not your own. You're not your own child. You are not your own vintage. You're not your own. God's there as the instrument that you've got to give Him your body as a living sacrifice. You, us, yes, us, as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reason. It's on our reasonable service. Being conformed, no longer this world will be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good. We must prove it. Hatari Mashina, Ukamash, He must prove it. God's here to send you a message. Yes, you do these things in your mind, but He works through the Spirit. Dumb clunk, think about it. All you have to do is give yourself. You got to think continually on the things that God says through this word. Beyond that, He'll take care of you. He will give you revelations. He'll do what you need. Sometimes you're so haughty, He's not going to give you no revelation. Some of you are so back up on top that you would hurt everybody if you got to give you a revelation. So you're doing it now within yourself, but to that, it's not hurting nobody. But you start doing the name of the Father, God will make sure you can't do it no longer. This way you're doing it within yourself. And in yourself is very dangerous because the devil has you in his corner. He's there egging you on. He's there tantalizing. Go right for it, Bronnie. Go fight for it. You know, your walk's very short. I can prophesy it for you, you dumb clunk. You're going to have a fall very soon. And that's what we fired to self. We're just a dumb clunk when we listen to that one. We'll have a great fall. Oh, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and you will too. I will too, unless we call upon God every day of our life. It says here we have revelation knowledge. We think on the things that are good. We think the things are just. We don't go with the chit-chat that's not available. We can talk, but yet there's something about the holiness of God that's wonderful. Hatevish, glory of God. We need that glory. We need that surrender in life. If God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is He that's within me, He is the one in the world. Let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works unto Him. Now unto Him that's able to keep me from falling, present me faultless before His presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Now He is the one that can keep us. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh, this should be our prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley, a shadow of death, that I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they cover me. Thou preparest a table before presence of my enemies. Thou knowest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So amen means so be it. So be it. That should be our prayer today, that we're going to live righteously. Think of the things that are good. Think of the things that are just. Think of the things without bad report. Think of those things that edify. Those things that encourage you. Think about those things. Think about the wondrous good news of God. How He's wonderful. How He's got building us an eternal home. And said, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, hallelujah, believe in my Father's house and many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare for you. If we prepare this, He's preparing for us an eternal home this day. Where He is, where shall we be also with Him? And we know in the third chapter of 1 John, it says that we don't know, but we know that we're going to be like Him. We don't know what He's going to be, but we're going to take on the same as our Jesus. We're going to be like Him. We're going to be that vessel that's going to be praising God and seeking God and walking. It's not going to be a time when we're going to wonder what we're going to do in heaven. It's going to be, have to be done now before we get there, because I'm afraid that many, many, many need to have that news that they may not have what they need to have when they get to heaven. I believe that God has a purpose for us this day. He wants us to walk in His holiness, wants us to walk in His dedication, wants us to walk in His liberty. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty, there's power, there's favor, there's glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray for this service today. I pray that You'd move mightily this day upon Your people. Let them realize there's a lot of maintenance that we need to do, a lot of soul searching, a lot of things that we need to take heed. Your word says, let's take heed, lest the things that we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. That's in Hebrews. We need to take heed to things that we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Oh, hallelujah. Help us not to let the things slip that You've given us. So much favor, so much power, so emphasis on the good things. Father, let us not take them as casual, but let's take it as the Word of God. That we need that Word. We need that eating of the Word. We need that blessing from heaven. Father, just pray that You bless Your people this day in a very special way. We thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Text Your people. If there's any out there that needs special prayer, please call in. If you need to know Jesus as your personal Savior, you just confess Him. Tell somebody that you need this Jesus and confess your heart. He will accept you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Day is a day of salvation. Day is a day to seek God. Day is a day to call upon God. Day is a day that God will take your vow to Him. We need to take vows on the Lord, that we must walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. We might be fruitful in every good work, increasing the knowledge of God, strengthening all might, according to His glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in life, who has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And that's what it's all about. Jesus has made a way that we can escape these terrible things, that we can walk in victory. And all these laws that God's given us, we cannot keep them without His Spirit. I believe this with the fullness of my heart, that we need His help. We need His blessing in our life. God bless you all. I pray that God bless you in a mighty way. Until we see you again, God bless you, love you, and have a wonderful day. And thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.